Chuck off the glass. The Badgers in transition. Lindmark slowed and lost the puck. They break out again, and Hong, speedy former Madison Capital, right wing, left-hander slot, move, shoots one. Glove side just missed the net. And then a man goes tumbling down behind the cage. That was Lewis. The Badgers have a 3-on-2 potentially. Lindmark out of gas. Pietila's got it. Never got a shot off. Good stick work by Romaine. But from the far side, Dexheimer put it on goal. And Eberle had to manage the post far side and directed it behind the cage.
A lot of confusion as to who's going where just because of the fact that both teams really need a change.
14:50 left here in the second. 1-0 Buckeyes. Tassie with it. Blue line. Spins it around to the left corner and Scholl lets it go for Phelan. Poked it along for Scholl and a whistle. And a hand pass called against Wisconsin. 14:39 to go in the second. 1-0 Ohio State. 15 shots on goal combined between these teams. Ohio State has 8 of them.
25 minutes and about as many scoring opportunities as I have on my left hand. And that's it. No, there's been no significant, I mean, like lone breaks or
right
any of that kind of stuff where you're just popped in the slop. The defensive coverage for both teams has been pretty impressive.
Badgers win the faceoff and sent it in. Misplayed for a moment by Eberle, but he had some time. And then the Badgers try to keep it alive in the attacking zone. Near steal by Morrissey, taken by Hanson Bucetta. And then a pass attempt by Deckhut, denied by Morrissey on the back pressure. And Wisconsin's got it. Kerr to Mosley. Drop to Morrissey. He'll flip it in around to the right corner. Finley goes to get into the half wall. Tries to cut underneath Hanson Bucetta. No luck there. Taken away by Ohio State's Deckhut. Headmans to Jake Dunlap, flings it all the way down Wisconsin's way, and they'll call icing on the Buckeyes as Dunlap was hustling after the puck, but Daniel Lotch at 6'5" has a little bit longer strides and got to the hash marks just in time.
That's the cutoff is the hash mark. Is it the top hash mark or the bottom hash mark? I can never remember.
Top hash mark.
So Daniel Lotch is not slow. That means Dunlap is pretty quick.
He is a fast young fella. Joe Dunlap, an assist last night. Badgers win the draw. It slides all the way out to the right point. Latch goes to get it, and he fires one through traffic into the catching glove of Eberle. The Badgers had players in front. Both Fitzgerald and Tassie trying to take the goalie's eyes away, but Eberle saw that shot from Latch and able to snag it as it sailed right over the right shoulder of Simon Tassie.
Good net front presence, though. I mean, even if you just look at it, he gets a quick shot away. Simon Tassie's right there. Fitzgerald is begging him for it to drop the puck or get a rebound or get a deflection or something.
Face off to Eberle's left. Dick and Fitzgerald and Tassie out now. Shot off the draw. A flutter shot by Lodge. Snagged by Eberle again. And another face off to come. Fitzgerald got knocked down after the whistle, but he's just fine.
Yeah. Face offs are going to be important in a 1-0 game. And if the Badgers keep winning them and keep throwing them at the net, one of these times, somebody's going to get a lucky bounce.
Somebody's going to have to unlock the cage here pretty soon. Draws are even, 14 apiece. Now the Buckeyes have the edge as they win this defensive zone faceoff, but Wisconsin steals near center. A long-range shot by Hensler knocked down, and the Buckeyes on the move.
Make him a piece of the boards, Mr. Hensler.
Here's Hong now with it. Had the puck knifed away from him by Hensler. Turning away from pressure, Lodge. Nice outlet pass to Dick. Snaps one off ahead to Tassie. Too far for him. Wahlberg gets the hash marks and icing called on Wisconsin. Badger hockey fans, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's kid of the game at a UW men's hockey game this season. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni.
Saw the young man on the Zamboni between the first and second period, and about 20 gorgeous young college girls came right down to the glass and embarrassed them all like you wouldn't believe.
Steal at center, Ohio State. Thompson tried to feed Fontaine down the middle, but he was defended nicely by Lodge. Lodge now protects behind the net, flips it to open ice, hoping Tassie and or Dick can get to it. Lodge again battling Riley Thompson, the lone goal scorer tonight. 1-0 Buckeyes, 12:50 to go in the second. Logan Hensler from the red line will fire it in. Badgers get a full change. Eberle turns it over. Tassi after it first, but he's cut off and pinned against the wall by Smith. The Badgers get reinforcements. Horbach steal, left circle, slot shot, in and out of the glove of Eberle, and then he denies Lindmark in tight on the rebound. Back-to-back big stops by Christopher Eberle to keep it a 1-0 Ohio State lead. Puck flipped all the way through center. Dexheimer will beat Burnside to the puck, and Dexheimer after it. Stick handles between two Buckeyes, and here he comes. Right wing pass, Horbach, hard to the net, Dexheimer, right to Dexheimer, he redirected and kicked aside by Eberle. Oh, the Badgers, three golden chances here, and now a long range shot by Dexheimer, skip to the right of the net miner. Lindmark in front, hoping to hit Kukkonen, it goes off a stick to the corner. Badgers trailing 1-0, 12 minutes to go, second period. Horbach stumbles down behind the net, it's flipped to the corner, and after it there is Ohio State, and it's sauced ahead, and look out. And it goes into the penalty box, stopping play with 11:46 and 45. Clock was counting down a little bit after the puck went into the penalty box. But
well,
it's all good now.
It didn't hit any of the illustrious staff in the penalty box. As you can remember, we've had that happen before.
Yes, we have.
Karen, you remember what it's like to get hit in the melon with puck.
Face off to the left of Eberle. Mellenbacher's out there right now. Scholl, Pietila. Puck wobbles towards the cage and reaching with his right hand. Scholl got his stick on it, but lifted it too high. Scholl behind the net. Wraparound stopped by Eberle. Rebound, Mellenbacher. It went off the heel of his stick to the corner. Now Hong with it. Spins around at center and sends it down Wisconsin's way. Anthony Kerr leans in with his hips to get position on Dekut and won the puck. Mellenbacher ahead now to Phelan. Flings a pass ahead for Pietila too far. No icing, though. Wahlberg able to get to the puck first, and then he rimmed it around and all the way down. And quickly, Hensler able to beat Hong to the puck behind the Badger net. 11:05 left in the second. Badgers still looking for their first goal of the night, trailing by one. Pietila hammers it in. Eberle can't stop it cleanly behind the net. Mellenbacher shoveled it back to the right side. Pietila walls off Dunlap. Wahlberg there trying to knife it free. Pietila knocked it down out of midair. Then it's pushed past Hensler at center. Jake Dunlap tries to get around him, but Hensler had position and whacked it ahead to center. Mosley back out for the Badgers. Montez tries to sidestep Hensler. He fell down over the right leg of the Badgers freshman defenseman. No penalty. Only two penalties tonight called against these two teams. Only two last night, too. Here's Liskoski on the drive to the net. Good poke check by Wahlberg. And then he tried to throw it up the middle, and he threw it off the side of his own net. That allowed the Badgers to steal the puck. Liskoski tied up, no penalty. Lodge now with it out high. Show moving shot redirected by Mosley on goal, and Eberle able to stick his left pad down to keep it out of the net. Badgers getting more shots now. Some pretty good quality shots, too. But 14 shots on goal. No goals so far. Halfway through here in Madison, 1-0 Ohio State.
I think if you listen to coaches talk and they talk about getting goals in the dirty area, this is what we're seeing now here in the second period. Badgers are getting opportunities in the dirty area.
Carfagna with it out of his own end. Up ahead off the stick of Gordon. Can't control. Fitzgerald takes it, sweeps it deep. Will that be icing on Wisconsin? Yes. Icing on the Badgers. We'll keep it right here. 1-0 Buckeyes lead. The lone goal scored by sophomore Riley Thompson on a deflection 21 seconds into the first. Thompson, a freshman at UAA a year ago at Anchorage, he had 9 goals and 24 points. Had a big assist last night, did Thompson, and he gets the Buckeyes on the board here tonight, early first period. That's been it.
Yeah, I mean, there's been scoring opportunities, but when the shots are 14-8 halfway through the second period, it's really not been a big scoring opportunity game.
Lindmark lost the defensive zone faceoff out to the point. Johnson shot blocked by the Badgers. Picked up by Palatichuk. Sauced ahead to Fitzgerald. Took a whack from Burnside and lost the puck. But then Burnside, stick from behind by Dexheimer, freed the biscuit for Dick. And now Fitzgerald took the hit as he passed to Dick. His pass to the middle of the ice and Finley broken up. Quinn's now got it left wing. Backhand pass point. And Phelan shot blocked by James Hong. Taken by Smith. Out to center it comes, and Thompson picks it up for the Buckeyes, and he'll heave it into the right corner of the Badger zone with 9 minutes to go here in the second. Anthony Kerr falls down, goes skates first in the far side wall, but he's back up now. Badgers and Buckeyes battling here in Madison. A 2-1 overtime win for Ohio State last night. Badgers trying to come from behind here tonight. Long lead feed Tass. He kicks it to his forehand. Right wing shot into the glove of Eberle, and then he reaches around with his left arm behind him, not knowing where the puck went.
Under
and
his
it
pads.
Actually dropped underneath him onto his pads and down to the blue paint. And a whistle stops play.
What's the theory? If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any at all.
Yep. That's what we got right now. The Badgers scoreless, 8:39 left in period number two, 1-0 Ohio State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
It is caught, touchdown Wisconsin!
Well, the Badgers with 10 shots on goal in the second period. Ohio State with only two, but Wisconsin still trailing 1-0. 8:39 left until the second intermission.
Well, every time I think that we have a problem with scoring, I look at the out-of-town scoreboard and I see that Army and Holy Cross are still tied at 0-0 in the second period. Didn't score any goals last night. Haven't scored any goals tonight.
Lindmar Korbach on the ice right now for the Badgers. Simon Tassie as well. Offensive zone faceoff. Chipped by Lindmark for himself to the corner. Tassie whips it around left point. Lotch stumbled a bit. Lost the puck, but able to play it back deep to Tassie. Bites through the check of Hanson Bucata. Still possessing out high. Threw it over to Lotch right side. He's able to backhand the puck through Hong, but then got knocked down. And the Buckeyes sent it to center. Good rub-off check by Horbach on Hong. That freed the puck for Logan Hensler. Hensler, red line, dumps it across the line, but not deep enough, and taken away by the Buckeyes' deck hut. Try to backhand pass to Dunlap, but good defense by Daniel Lotch against the rush, and now Daniel will pick it up behind the Wisconsin net. 8 minutes to go in the second, 1-0 Ohio State. Lotch fanned on a breakout pass. He'll try again. Slides it over to Hensler, and he just pitches it out to center, and McBrayer intercepts. Tassie's picked up his play here a little bit. Lotch now steals at the red line and will fire it in off a stick towards the netminder, and Eberle actually had to move it away from the cage.
I think that's why we see Tassie out there with Lindmark and Horbach.
Yeah. And now Palatichuk from center ice throws it on goal. Eberle catches that. He drops it off for McBrayer. Outlet pass behind Joe Dunlap, and the Badgers have it again. 1-0 Buckeyes. Palatichuk, center ice, Dexheimer. Cuts to his right, dumps it in, right corner to left. Down comes Scholl, runs into Romaine. Puck behind the net, Kukkonen banks it out to the point. Dexheimer quickly left side, Palatichuk, fake to his left, cut back right, goes back left. Palatichuk low left and then put it through the slot. And Scholl trying to get to the puck, got hooked from behind or held. And the Badgers will get a Kunis power play and a chance to tie with 6:54 left in the second.
I'll give Sawyer Scholl a 7 out of 10 on the dive scale. Because, yes, his stick was tied up, but he over-accented all the things that were actually going to happen. So, but regardless of the play, the referee made the call, and the Badgers will go on their second power play of the night. And I think they said interference or holding. I can't remember.
Holding the stick, yeah. Second penalty of the night on Ryan Gordon, a sophomore from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
They seem to do things in twos at Ohio State. Montez with two goals.
Yeah. Ohio State. Bouncing puck in the faceoff circle. Badgers trying to win it. They do not. And Burnside backhands it out through center ice. Same power play in it for the Badgers. Dexheimer, Morrissey, Finley, and Mosley. But actually, Simon Tassie's out there now.
Correct.
On this power play for Wisconsin, replacing Kyle Kukkonen. Morrissey dumps it in. Tassie in after it. There's Finley low, too. Puts it towards the front of the net, and it slides through the high crease, and reaching for it, Tassie couldn't get there. Buckeye shorthanded. Thompson, beautiful pass, hitting the crossbar. Davis Burnside, no. The referee says it was top shelf. Shorthanded goal for Davis Burnside, who turns around the Badger net and then extends his arms and skates right in front of the student section. And he'll head to the Buckeyes bench to celebrate. The referee called it a goal. I think it hit the crossbar.
I have a tendency to agree with you from that replay.
And they're going to take a look at video replay. I think it was Sean Fernandez who originally ruled a shorthanded goal for the Buckeyes, but I think Burnside just rang the crossbar.
And we're at that obtuse angle where you really can't tell. Hopefully that the goal cam will dictate whether it was a goal or not a goal.
Well, that's a quick review by Sean Fernandez. Yep. Let's hear what he says.
No goal.
No goal. He called it a goal. He was below the goal line to the left of William Grama when it rang the crossbar. And so a faceoff coming up in the Wisconsin zone.
Yeah, that was a hard shot.
Yeah.
Hit pipe. I wonder if he's going to go back and apologize to the student section now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he went to taunt the students after what he thought was a shorthanded goal in a 2-0 Ohio State lead, but no goal. And so a faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. Badgers power play continues for another 85 seconds.
Dodged a bullet on that one.
Now let's see if the Badgers can finally get one past Everly. Scored only once last night in a 2-1 overtime loss. Badgers have managed only 6 goals so far in 10.5 periods plus this season. Kukkonen sweeps it in. Dick moves it back behind the net. Fitzgerald in a battle. One and free for Kukkonen. Out to the left point. Palatichuk catches. Left wing now Dick. Down low left, it's Kukkonen. Looking in the slot, Liskoski. Here's Palatichuk, right wing Fitzgerald, looking backside. Oh, Liskoski redirect, and Johnson put his stick down just in time to intercept that shot, if you will, and then he lifted it out through center. Good pass play on the power play.
Yeah, good puck movement. It's just that if you have to pick one out of the air, it's really not the best power play.
Oh, Fitzgerald kicks it to his forehand and then couldn't get around William Smith. Brent Johnson took the puck away. Johnson hits the brakes near his side, flips it around. Buckeyes shorthanded. Badgers in on the forecheck. Puck high in the air, now down to the ice. Smith looks to his left, and then it's played out through center ice by Riley Thompson. 15 seconds left on the Kunis power play. Badgers need one to tie. 5 minutes left, second period. Just 3-for-18 on the man advantage so far this season. Finley with a ton of speed through center. Finley off to his left. Banks it for himself. Low left. Backside for Morrissey. Good stick by Carfagna. And the goaltender Everly. Gordon out of the box. Badgers unable to convert the power play. But they possess. Lodge with it left wing. Laser shot blocked down by Hanson Bucata. Pushed ahead for his teammate Dunlap. But taken away at center by the Badgers. Daniel Lodge to Hensler. Juggles the puck across the line, settles it down now, turns to his right and tried to dump it in deep, no luck. Back out to neutral. 1-0, Ohio State with a lead. Buckeyes have only 2 shots on goal in this period. They also hit the crossbar shorthanded, but no goal.
Yeah, it doesn't count as a shot on net. That's one thing that just bothered me all the time. I don't know why. Little things like that Kick me off.
Well, wasn't it, if it hits the crossbar, isn't it a shot on goal?
Nope.
Shouldn't it be? No, you know what I mean, though?
Nope.
Wouldn't you just say shot on net then?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because isn't the goal post part of the goal itself? Puck into the offensive zone for the Badgers. Tassie spins away from the pressure of Wahlberg, sweeps it down deep. Lindmark tried to push it left corner to Horbach, not much on it. And then good work by Ohio State. to play keep away from Horbach. And here comes Wahlberg looking ahead to Burnside or Montez. Instead, Wahlberg skates into the attacking zone. Back pressure from Horbach. Whacked the puck off his stick. Taken back by Ohio State. Centering pass by Fontaine, intercepted by the Badgers, and out to neutral ice once again. And that's where the Buckeyes dump it right back down in.
And they're very happy to just dump it in.
Yeah, Grandma turned it over behind the net and had to scramble back to his cage. Puck played towards the side of the net. Behind the net now, it's Riley Thompson. Spins back to his left with Jack Phelan on him. Phelan, the freshman defenseman for Wisconsin. Out to McBrayer for Ohio State. He shoots one. It trickled through traffic. Stopped by Grandma. And then played to Phelan, who breaks out now to Sawyer Scholl. Tried to scoop it ahead.
I thought it went off a Badger player in the bench.
Yeah, but no call. Puck is deep, but the Buckeyes after it. 2:45 to go here in the second. Badgers down 1-0. Laskowski just tripped up as he tried to make a move in the offensive zone. Nothing called. Laskowski then lifts the stick of Dunlap. But Gordon takes the puck and sends it back deep to the far side, and Smith immediately pressured by Mellenbacher. He reverses course to McBrayer. Headmans to center. Gordon knocked down from behind. No icing as the puck goes sliding down to the Wisconsin zone. Steal behind the nets by Noah Powell. Powell shovels it along the kick plate now for Deckhut. Deckhut wipes out on the half boards left. Dexheimer engaged with Powell. Powell, big, strong, right-handed freshman. Puck taken away from him by Mellenbacher, and now Dexheimer and Palatichuk settle things down. 2 minutes left in the second period. 1-0 Ohio State. Dexheimer angles a pass ahead to Kukkonen at center. Can't get it around Deckhut, but Deckhut muffed it and taken by Kukkonen. Slot, pass, Dick shoots. Oh, a sliding knee save by Everly. Rebound attempt denied by the Ohio State goaltender again.
Yikes.
1:43 left in the second. 1-0 Buckeyes.
He has been equal to the task. And the Badgers in this second period have had some not quality looks, but better than average looks, I guess would be the best way to say it. And Everly's been equal to the task. I think he's been lucky as good as he has been good, as well as he's been good, because he has no idea where that puck is after that shot. He just falls down and crumples into a pile, and the puck's underneath of him.
Tyson Dick with a grade A chance low left, but Everly made the stop and then found a way to cover. Dick playing in his 33rd game with the Badgers, 9 assists a year ago without a goal. He's got one helper this year without a goal, the Ottawa Senators draft choice a couple of years ago. Transfer from UMass. He's played well and moved up Mike Hastings lineup, second line center. Ohio State just iced the puck with 94 seconds to go here in the second period of play. Hey, go ahead.
If you were going to describe him, you'd say doesn't make many mistakes, but may not be the difference maker because he can't score. He just doesn't seem to be. He's snake bit, whatever you want to call it. He's had some good opportunities, and he doesn't make very many mistakes defensively, but if he could add that little ingredient of I can score under pressure, he'd be a heck of a hockey player.
Morrissey to take the faceoff now. Tassie's out there. So is Mosley. Buckeyes win the draw, and they just ice the puck
again.
1:28 to go here in the second period. Hey, get the latest on the Badger men's and women's hockey programs from head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson during the Wisconsin Hockey Hour coming up Tuesday night at 7:05 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Mark's Badgers rallied from a 3-0 deficit to knock off Minnesota today 4-3 and swept that series up at Ritter Arena. Faceoff to the left of Everly, 1-0 Ohio State. Lindmark against Deckhut in the faceoff circle. Bucks drop, Badgers win the draw. Hensler quickly left point launch. Stutter step, now shoots one low. It's loose. Tassie, backhand shot, blocked by the Buckeyes. Tassie tries to retrieve, cannot. Taken by Deckhut. Outlet near side, Hong. He'll scoop it into the corner. Giving chase, Deckhut, but Mosley there, able to one-hand it over to Hensler. Overskating Lindmark, shot from the left wing, didn't get through. Grandma was down on his knees, now back up on his skates. Lindmark now shovels it back deep, and Hensler after it in his own end. Got hit from behind, but released the puck to Lodge. Under a minute to go, second period. Badgers down one. Here's Mosley, tapped it ahead, right circle. Good back check that time by Thompson and poked the puck free. Out to center ice, it's Dexheimer. D to D goes, and Palatichuk. Up the left wing wall, and Lindmark Able to chop it into the offensive zone, but Ohio State quickly to the puck, and the Buckeyes will send it down Wisconsin's way. 35 seconds to go on the period. Burnside put it towards the Badgers' net. Standing there protecting was Ben Dexheimer. Morrissey now to Fitzgerald. Right back to Morrissey. Two on two to our right. Pass right wing. Horbach tried to refeed Morrissey, who got behind the defense, but the defenseman, McBrayer, stole the puck. Now Burnside shot as he cut to his right, blocked by Dexheimer. 11 seconds to go on the period. Dexheimer battling behind his own net, 7 seconds. A lot of chuck ahead to Horbach. Try to get it out to center, no luck. 2 seconds, and that's it for the second period. The Badgers, 16 shots on goal in all. They had 11 here in this second period, but have yet to solve Ohio State goaltender Christopher Eberle. After 40 minutes in Madison, Ohio State still leads Wisconsin 1-0. A 1 minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Save big money on your next staining project now at Menards. Varathane Premium Fast Dry Wood Stain has a proven formula that's sure to amaze and is ideal for all interior wood projects, from floors to furniture. Its fast-acting formula guarantees results in just one coat. Save big and view the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
The Wisconsin Badgers have allowed only one goal tonight and only 8 shots on goal. Only 2 shots on goal allowed in the second period to Ohio State. The school record for fewest shots on goal in a period in the modern era was 1 by Michigan State back in March of 2015. The Buckeyes leading 1-0. They scored 21 seconds into the first period. Riley Thompson redirecting a point shot by Aiden Hansen-Bucata, and that's all we've seen so far. Wisconsin again, 11 shots on goal in the second period, but Christopher Eberle has stopped them all. He's made 16 saves. William Grama, just 7. We talked about it at the outset of the broadcast. Yeah. Are you concerned about the Badgers' inability to score so far? So far, only 6 goals in 11 periods of hockey.
Exactly the case. I was waiting for the public address announcement. Is Joe Pavelski or Danny Heatley in the building can come and play here in the third period? Because this is Joe Pavelski-type hockey. Don't have to skate that well. Everything's down in front of the net. Everything is a chip shot or a tip-in or everything like that. And this would be Joe Pavelski hockey to a T. Danny Heatley would just take it and go from coast to coast. That's all there was to it. Yeah, those were two fun players to watch. And you'll be honest with you, the Badgers do not have that type of a player that can go coast to coast. Ben Dexheimer has tried his best, but he's even been bottled up tonight.
Yeah, Dexheimer has a shot on goal tonight. Quinn Finley's that guy for Wisconsin who could go the length of the ice. We saw it in overtime against Omaha in the exhibition game a couple of weeks ago, but Finley does not have a shot on goal tonight, and the Badgers trail Ohio State 1-0. As we hit intermission number 2, we'll be back in just a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Oh, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th. At Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Wisconsin trails Ohio State 1-0. This is the second intermission. Elsewhere involving Big Ten teams, Notre Dame suffered its first loss of the season, fell at home to Alaska 1-0. Irish 3-1. The Nanooks win their first game in 6 tries this season. Jimmy Snuggerud scored in the second period. 6th-ranked Minnesota has a 3-1 lead at Minnesota Duluth. That's in the second period. And number 13, St. Cloud State, last check, a 1-0 lead at 10th-ranked Michigan. That's in the third period of play. Also, the Wisconsin women swept Minnesota. The top-ranked Badgers rallied from 3 goals down to beat the 3rd-ranked Gophers today. 4-3 at Ritter Arena. Casey O'Brien got the game-winning goal with about 6 minutes left in the third. Caroline Harvey assisted on all 4 goals as Mark Johnson's squad improves to 8-0, 4-0 in the WCHA. Here are the Badgers trailing Ohio State 1-0. Second intermission, a 90-second break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans, Matza Matt here for Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey, listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold, flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Ohio State a 1-0 lead on Wisconsin as we get set for period number three. Wanted to mention, folks, that for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's at the School of Medicine and Public Health. And you can assist us in ending Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored. That's goalsforacure.org. Badgers have yet to score a goal tonight. Down 1-0. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind? Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile!
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin down 1-0 as we head to period number three. Buckeyes trying to get out of here with 5 points in this six-point series. Badgers garnered one last night by getting to overtime, but Ohio State has had Wisconsin's number, 11-4-1 in the last 16 games against the Badgers. And last year took 2 of 3 in this building to knock Wisconsin out of the Big Ten tournament in the opening round for 7 seed. In Big Ten hockey history, not that old, a dozen years, but the first 7 seed to win a first-round series. Both centermen have been kicked out of the faceoff circle. Ryland Mosley will take the draw against Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine, and the Badgers win the draw.
Ironically, not for anything that they did. It was the Yahoos on the wing who stepped into the circle early.
Binley falls down on the seat of his pants in the Ohio State zone, and the Buckeyes send it past Daniel Lodge and all the way down to the Wisconsin zone, but no icing. Logan Hensler has to hustle after it, placed it in the far corner for Lodge, who tapped it over to Mosley, then to Morrissey. Mosley protects and now looks for open ice up the middle. Gets around one man across the line. Four Buckeyes form a wall at the blue line, and the shot by Finley blocked, and Montez the other way. Slides it ahead now to Nathan Lewis. Big right-hander off to his right. His shot blocked and gobbled up by Tassie, who just came off the bench. Simon tried to cut left and then lost the puck to his right and gave it away to Ohio State, and Montez now has it. Montez off to his right. Drop pass intended for his teammate James Hong. Didn't get through. And a redirect in front. My goodness. There's William Grandma batting a shot attempt out of midair with his stick. But the puck floated back near side, and Montez put it in the yawning net. Third goal of the weekend for the Heartland, Wisconsin native. It's 2-0 Ohio State.
Well, whoever hits the bouncing ball last is going to be the victor in this, because it was a seemingly innocent shot. There was a good play in front. You've got four Badgers back. Two of them happen to be on their knees, mind you. But the fact of the matter being is that the last person to touch the puck was Montez, and he had basically a wide-open net to shoot it into.
Fifth goal in four games for sophomore Max Montez, who a year ago, as a freshman, had 9 goals and 18 points. Oh, and William Smith just clobbered Jack Horbach into the Ohio State bench, and then he kept helping him, trying to knock him on his head into the bench. And Jack turned and yelled something at the Buckeyes. Ohio State with a 2-0 lead. Montez from McBrayer and Lewis at 101. So the Badgers were down 1 to start the third, now down 2 a minute into the third.
I would imagine now that they're down 2 and it is the third period, you're going to see a lot more offensive punch out of the defensemen. They're going to be pinching a lot more than usual.
Moskoski tries to poke check Hong. No luck. Here comes James Hong past Horbach to center. Three Badgers at the blue line. Across the line is Hong. Backhand shot would have gone wide, but Grandma snagged it with his glove and hangs on for a faceoff. Again, Montez from McBrayer and Lewis at 101. And the 60-plus family and friends of Max Montez stood and screamed as they watched him light the lamp for the third time this weekend.
Rolled up the sidewalks in Heartland because there's nobody left.
Played his youth hockey with the Milwaukee Junior Admirals, did Max Montez. And went to Ohio State after a junior career with Dubuque in the USHL. Ohio State out of its own zone. They'll flip it out to center, taken away by Sawyer Scholl. Left wing pass, Mellenbacher tried to refeed Scholl, but he was slowed as he came down the middle by McBrayer. Kukkonen takes a hit in the far corner. Mellenbacher able to get there and backhanded around near side. Lodge pinches down, tried to feed back to Scholl, top of the left circle. A battle. Eventually the puck came free to Burnside. At the motion W. Cuts to the slot, now to the right wing, shoots Ooh. One off the heel of Grandma's glove. And then Burnside tracked it down right corner, threw it off the side of the net. 2-0 Ohio State, 17-15 left here in the third. Badgers are going to need another two-goal comeback like they did against Lindenwood last Saturday night. Long-range shot wide by Carfagna. Out to the near side, Kukkonen can't clear. Gordon sweeps it down right side, and Ohio State's got a little extra juice right now. Here's Scholl with it. Up towards the red line, able to battle through a couple of Buckeyes. Badgers send it in on goal, and Eberle just snags it on his knees and leaves it off for Hanson Buchetta. The RIT transfer. Up ahead, deck hut to the corner. It goes to the Wisconsin zone to our right. Noah Powell tied up by Mosley. He'll lift it out towards the blue line and past McBrayer. It's still in the zone, however. And look out. Here's Powell. Shifty move. Shoots one off of Grandma's right shoulder. Noah Powell, 45 goals in the USHL last year. Number one in the league. Almost beat Grandma on his first shot attempt. And now the defenseman, Romaine, whistles one wide. They're moving the puck. Boy, Ohio State, after gaining that 2-0 lead, has had its way with Wisconsin. 4 minutes gone by, third period. Powell with a nice stick-handling effort. near his own blue line, sends it back Wisconsin's way, and that's where Gavin Morrissey goes to get it. It is awfully quiet here in the Kohl Center, despite more than 10,000 fans on hand. Centering pass, Tassie redirected it. Eberle on his belly. Where's the puck?
In the corner.
Came to the near side. Wow. Anthony Kerr now. Morrissey will send it in. Eberle behind his net. Rims it around to the far side to an open man. Dunlap, but he turned it over. Here's a chance by Dick, and he shot it off the stick of Eberle. Oh, Tyson Dick has had three, four chances here this weekend and just can't find the back of the net. And tonight, not a single Badger can. 15:50 left in the third. 2-0 Ohio State. Fitzgerald, wild pass intercepted at center. Montez has to touch up and get a new twig. He's just going to head to the bench for a change. Thompson. Rink wide near the blue line. Fontaine taps it back to Thompson. Fitzgerald slows his progress. Kerr steals the puck in the corner. Gave it away to Thompson. Out to the point, it's Wahlberg. Now Smith shoots one. And kneeling and gloving the puck, William Grama. And he hangs on. 2-0 Ohio State. 14:46 to go in the third. Grama couldn't stop a redirect in the first period. And then Montez, on a puck that was originally stopped by Grama, picked up the rebound and scored.
A lot of traffic in front of him. Didn't have the opportunity to see where the rebound went.
Yep.
And there was a lot of open net that Montez, I might have been able to score that.
Ian Perrin, the known goal scorer.
Yes.
Three in his 129-game Wisconsin career.
It was actually four, but they took one away from me. But we won't let it. We'll just let it slide.
In the record book, it says three.
That's true.
Yes.
I never trusted Capo anyway, so.
Badgers ice the puck, face off to the right of William Grama. Well, this has been difficult to watch. The effort has been there. The finish is not.
Lack of production is coming back to haunt them.
The old wise man Bill Howard once said, if you don't score, you can't win. Profound, isn't it? Wisconsin wins the defensive zone faceoff. Laskowski will chip it out to center. Horbach picked up by Lodge on the attack right wing. Stop, slot, shot. And I think Eberle may have gotten his waffler on it. May have gone off the stick of the defenseman. Lodge again steps in, looking to shoot. Gets a man off balance and shot one. That went off of Eberle's stick behind the net. Daniel Lodge trying to light the lamp. And picking it up and very active in the offensive zone is the senior defenseman. Here is Wahlberg. Cuts to the side of the net. Headmans now for Hong off his stick. Dexheimer back in his own end. With speed trying to get away from Dunlap and now stops for a moment, goes D-to-D to Pilatichuk, pressured by Hong. Bouncing puck. Pietola near the blue line. Mellenbacher now, but Carfania's got the puck at center. Deck hut, pass across Dunlap. Steps in right circle, backside pass for Hong. He was defended by Pilatichuk nicely.
Very well.
Along the near side, Hanson Bukata takes a knee, but passes out to Deck hut. His shot low, redirected in front. Grama somehow kept it out of the net.
Oh,
Hong in front. Got spun around a little bit. Grama was down and then reached back behind him. Wisconsin, the other way, down two. Mellenbacher shoots, on goal, rebound. Oh, he fans at it. And here's Carfania the other way, 3-on-2 for the Buckeyes. Lewis with it, head down, right wing, comes in, and he shot it off the forehead of Grama to the far side. Collected now by Montez, but he had it poked off his stick by Pietola. 13 minutes left in the third. 2-0 Ohio State. Scholl just knocked a man down at the blue line. We play on. Romain now with it. Chris Romain. Freshman defenseman. Did not play last night. Steve Rolick has been shuffling three or four new guys in each night in game four of the season. Long range shot off the end boards and backside. Powell was trying to get to it. He was tied up. Noah Powell tied up now by Morrissey. Takes a tumble. No penalty call. Morrissey up on his skates and he comes out of there with a puck. Morrissey leads the charge the other way. To our left. Finley now. Can he get around to the defenseman Romain? No. Good defensive play by Romain to slow Finley's progress. And now Finley and Romain tied up behind the nets. Both are acting, trying to get a call on the charge. Here's Hong. He fans at a shot left wing, or right wing, the left-hander, off balance. Badgers tap it out. Morrissey now. Here's Mosley. Back and forth we go here, Ian.
Yeah, this is breakneck pace.
Oh, Morrissey. Beautiful move around Johnson. Slides the puck towards the slot, but it was deflected. Mosley's got it now. Palatichuk out to the point. Dexheimer catches with a backhand. Off balance. Shot. Got through. Everly rebound. Finley scores. They score. They finally scored. Quinn Finley. Badgers down one here in the third.
Oh, I hope that's the straw that broke the camel's back. That's going to be one of those goals where Finley was wide open. I mean, there was no, but it must have come from a 90-degree angle. Everly made the initial stop. There's five guys in front of the net, three guys from Ohio State, two guys from Wisconsin. Everly makes the initial save. It goes, oh, it went between his legs, and he actually kicked it over with his back pad over to Finley. So thank goodness.
Quinn Finley, third goal of the season. Ben Dexheimer and Joe Palatichuk with helpers at 8:17. Now here's Ohio State the other way. Woffler saved by Grandma. It's loose in the paint. He dives back to his left and keeps it out. Hanson Buchetta around behind the nets. Fontaine can't reach it. Dexheimer spins away from his pressure. Anthony Care now lost it behind the net. Centering pass broken up by Dick. Taken back by Fontaine. Out to the left point, Carfagna shot that went off Grandma behind the net. And then off the end boards, Thompson tried to stuff it in. And Grandma kept it out. Flipped out to center by Tassie and the Badgers. And on the forecheck, Quinn Finley is third of the year at 8:17. Again from Dexheimer and Palatichuk. Let's see if the Badgers can add to it. Still down one. Plenty of time left. Lindmark on the charge. Backhand pass. Intended right for Tassie. Idea. Wide open right wing. He picks it off the wall and shot it off the side of the net. Lindmark goes to get it. Looking outside the left circle. Lindmark turns. It's blocked out in front. Tassie tied up. No penalty. And Lindmark will gather in the puck at center. The Badgers have to touch up. Here's Hensler now. Gets around one Buckeye. Gets around another. Puck crawls off his stick, but he retrieves only to lose it. And then back out to center it comes, and Kyle Kukkonen takes it for Wisconsin, and he'll fire it in.
The key in the last five shifts is the Badgers have been able to penetrate the zone. They're not turning it over at the blue line, and if they're going in, there's usually one man right on it.
Dexheimer back in his own zone. Ooh. Ohio State changes. Dexheimer, first point of the year on that Finley goal. He weaves through the Buckeyes and carried it towards the net. It came off his stick. Everly slides on his knees to cover. Dexheimer goes into the cage, knocking it off its pegs. And a stoppage with 10:04 to go in the third. Badgers down 2-1. Boy, Dexheimer is playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, he is. And I'm not sure that he shouldn't have passed that off as soon as he got in the blue line. But at the speed that he was going, everybody else had to stand up or, excuse me, slow up before they came into the blue line to avoid the offside. So you got a head of steam. Let her go.
Ellenbacher to take the draw. Instead, it's won by Max Montez for Ohio State. Lobbed out to center. Batted down by Palatichuk. Taken by Montez, but Ohio State was whistled for offside. 9:56 left in the third. The Badgers down 2-1 to the Buckeyes. We'll take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Get ready, Badger fans. Wisconsin men's hockey is back for the 24-25 season at the Kohl Center. After last year's breakout success, head coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are looking to keep the momentum going. And you can be part of it. Don't miss out on securing the best seats in the house. Whether you're looking for single game, four game mini pack, or group tickets, we've got you covered. For more information and to secure your Badger men's hockey tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Save big money on your roofing project now at Menards. We have an unbeatable selection of Atlas architectural shingles. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle all feature a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Stop in to shop our wide selection of roofing products or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. I would think, Ian, the Badgers kind of were able to breathe a little bit when Finley tucked in that puck that was laying in the yawning, or the crease of the yawning net, just to get on the board. It's been such a struggle putting the puck in the net. But the Badgers are very much alive in this game. 2-1, 9:55 left as Ohio State wins the center ice faceoff and dumps it in. Were you relieved?
Yes, I was. I could, and there was about 10,000 people that just had, there was a flood of oxygen.
Uh-oh, centering pass. Montez kicked it wide. Jake Dunlap out to the point. Carfagna banks it off the end boards, hoping Lewis can do something with it. He's able to hip off Palatichuk, pass out to the point, past Hanson Buchanan with speed. Here comes Finley, left wing, shoots one. Oh, he tried to go five-hole, and Eberle closed it.
He had to get the shot off quick because he was getting closed in on real and didn't have much time to get rid of that shot.
Yeah, Damian Carfagna can skate, too. That's a pretty good defensive pair there, Hanson Buchanan and Carfagna. And now Ohio State dumped it in, and a foot race between Kerr and Decutt. The puck ricocheted off the end boards, and Grandma put his glove down and covered, so a faceoff to come in the Wisconsin zone.
I hate that call. I hate that call.
Why?
It should have been icing. It was a very easy icing to call because the goaltender touched it, but he touched it on this side of the goal line, not the back side of the goal line. I disagree with the call every year it's called.
They're kicking Tyson Dick out of the faceoff circle. Instead, Christian Fitzgerald will take the draw against Decutt. Wisconsin's won 26 of 46, and they win this one. Dick on the rush, 2-on-2 with Tassi. Weaves to his left. Hands off Tassi. Stops. Looks backside. An aerial feed that Kerr can't get his stick on. Leaping to keep the puck alive, Fitzgerald. Dick now with it in the corner. Cuts towards the goal line and then had it batted off his stick and shoveled up and out through center ice. It rolls on end. Jack Thalen back to get it for Wisconsin. 2-1 Ohio State. Kerr just over skates but knocks down Decutt and just took the puck from him. And now Thalen's got it with 8:39 to go in the third. Buckeyes scored 21 seconds into the first for a 1-0 lead. They scored a minute one into the third for a 2-0 advantage before Quinn Finley tucked in a puck to cut the lead or deficit in half. Lindmark to the corner near side. In deep, Daniel Lodge puck out towards the left side, and Simon Tassi tries to fight through the physicality of Fontaine. Lindmark there for support. Tassi got knocked down. He's able to win the puck behind the net. Fitzgerald turnaround shot saved by Eberle. Rebound. Oh, it kicked out with the right skate of the Ohio State goaltender. Two good chances for Christian Fitzgerald. Lodge hits the brakes at center. Triple teamed to neutralize. Burnside then met with a hip check by Lindmark, but the puck came free to Brent Johnson. He backhands it deep, and Burnside struggling as he heads back to the Ohio State bench. Look out. Badgers turn it over. Pass out to the high slot. McBrayer left circle. Shot by Thompson. Saved by Grandma. Rebound backhand fanned at. Now Romain shoots one low. Grandma with a save. Rebound in tight. Montez. No, that's Dunlap who had a chance. And Grandma kept it out. Steal by Lewis. Took it away from Lodge. Shoveled it off the near side. Jake Dunlap off the wall. Dangles one man down. Hensler and rifled it wide.
Oh, is he quick.
Now Lodge tries to rim it around and out. No luck. Romain keeps it alive. Montez can't get his stick on it. The Badgers Lodge with it. Slows things down a little bit. 7:05 left in the third. Badgers need one to tie. Horbach taps back to the red line. Kukkonen, he's forced to pass it back to the Badgers zone and pull out a chuck. Here's Dechheimer now. Dechheimer ahead to Mellenbacher. Toe pull shot goes off the stick and wobbles over the outstretched glove of Eberle behind the net. And then clanked out to center by Ohio State. 2-1 Buckeyes, 6:44 to go in the third.
Shifts are getting pretty short.
Yep. Mellenbacher, here's Sawyer Scholl on the forecheck. Palatichuk able to keep it alive in the attacking zone. Laskowski picks it up. His shot knocks Palatichuk down. He got hit by friendly fire, and he is limping as he heads back into the play. Ohio State across the offensive blue line to our right. Decutt sweeps it in for Hung. Hung tied up by Kerr, and now Mellenbacher lifts it out through center. And back to get it now is Carfagna, former Wildcat in New Hampshire. Damian Carfagna, second year with the Buckeyes, played 1 year with New Hampshire, scored 16 points as a defenseman. Ohio State sends it in. care after it. Didn't notice a man was coming to his right and took the puck away. Hanson Buchanan now. Long range shot missed the net off the end boards. Thompson wheeling pass in front. Broken up by Mellenbacher. Laskowski throws it to open ice and Care goes to get it. Badgers need a change badly.
Go, Owen.
Puck swept towards center. Mellenbacher's got nothing left in his tank. And the Badgers' Jack Phelan back to get the wobbling puck with 5:40 to go here in the third. 2-1 Ohio State. Scholl. And now Mosley shoots one off the glove of Eberle and wide. It was going to go wide anyway. And the Buckeyes pitch it out to center. Nice play by Hensler to get it to Mosley. He had it poked off his stick by Smith. Morrissey gets it back for the Badgers and Lotch. Daniel off to Finley. Finley can't get it past the defenseman. Back out to the blue line. Lotch spins and throws it towards the net. Didn't connect with a teammate. Puck batted out to center, or deflected out to center off Dunlap, and the Badgers go to get it. Finley now tried to scoop for himself ahead past Wahlberg, but no luck. Now Dunlap with it. His shot canceled out by Palatichuk with a stick. Inside the Wisconsin zone, puck is loose. Mosley battling for it. Dexheimer as well. Shots on